We welcome Idaho Falls' new mayoral overlord. It's a joke.
The Grinch is everywhere and apparently cutting up Christmas lights.
Why did the BYU-Idaho student try kidnapping for the first time? Not a riddle.
And by the end of this show, you're going to know the meaning of scrommeting and schloppycock.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local. Independent, alternative media with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
So then I said, more like a news source that is sus. Oh, good evening and welcome back. Ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers.
Idahos and Ida Bros.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment. No, seriously, like rate. Just hit one of those stars.
Ideally 5 of them, actually.
That'd be great. If you really want to like review, that'd be cool too.
Maybe write Mike a nice compliment. Tell him how good he looks in pink.
Oh, well, Carly is the one who always gets the compliments.
I know, you deserve a couple.
I'm okay. Thick skin and all.
I think you have very nice skin.
You're very sweet.
Very nice skin.
We have the skin. It puts the lotion. On its skin. We want to apologize for what we said last episode. In fact, we take it all back. And let's start with a couple of tweets, can we?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I hate holiday music so much. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet has the mouthfeel of something my homophobic high school coach would yell at me on track day.
I think I've seen that before, and I completely agree that that is accurate.
Giddy up, jingle horse. Pick up your feet. I love it.
It's so true.
Yeah. I really do love this time of year. The Christmas music, The twinkle lights, the woman in front of me in line at Costco who just told her husband, we can give your cousin a pile of dog shit for all I care.
That's funny.
There's some attitude in the stores right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, and I feel like there always is around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like it's unique to this year.
No.
But man, it's rough.
We're going to talk about the Grinch here in a minute. And like, it's super hot this year.
Yes. Yeah. I've been seeing the Grinch everywhere, which is normal for Christmas to an extent. But I feel like it's supercharged.
But I also, I wondered if part of that is the attitude of the Grinch. Not just the 25th anniversary of the Jim Carrey movie, but you know. Everybody's feeling a little Grinchy this year, maybe?
I could see it, honestly.
Just a theory. Okay, we have a new mayor.
We do. Finally.
Congratulations, Lisa Burtonshaw.
Congrats. So glad to see you there.
Is what we should have posted. But instead, we're always, you know, referential toward pop culture and memes.
Right.
So we took this clip from a Simpsons episode where... There's Homer's in space. There's an ant on the camera. Kent Brockman, the news reporter, news anchor, sees it. Automatically assumes that it's aliens and says,
and I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords.
So we posted, we, for one, welcome our new mayoral overlord.
Funny.
To which one, we're going to talk about old ladies a little bit in this episode. And no disrespect.
There are plenty of very nice, lovely, very funny old ladies
out there.
There are. Yeah.
And then some that aren't. Like the one that didn't get the meme.
Right.
Thought we were somehow insulting. You know, I'm sorry, but if you don't know IFAF by now, that's okay. You're old and out of touch. That's cool. But, you know, there's a little snark always.
Sure. Snark, absolutely.
Shade, salt, spiciness, even.
Right.
So anyway, she didn't get memes, and here's the ironic part, Carl. She has a Simpsons like face in her profile.
Oh, funny.
And I'm not going to be one of those guys who sees a chick wearing a Nirvana shirt and says, oh, really? You're a fan? Name 3 of their songs. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But lady, if you're a big enough Simpsons fan to have a Simpsons profile picture, Simpsons fight or whatever.
Right, yeah, you should definitely be able to at least... pick up on one of the little jokey jokes. from it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say to her benefit is that when it was pointed out to her that it was just a jokey joke, she did say, "My bad. Clearly, I'm out of touch. I apologize."
Yeah, and she changed like her comment.
Right.
At first, it was like, "Sorry, I don't get your stupid joke," and then it was, "Sorry, I didn't get the joke. I'm old."
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right there, lady.
Right. Right.
And out of touch or something. So we know that Jeff Aldridge won the first popular vote. Are we saying that?
Uh-huh.
He won the first round in November by 60 votes.
Wow.
But he didn't have 50% or more because of the third candidate, Christian Ashcraft.
Right.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
But the unofficial results this time around, Burtonshaw had almost 1,000 more votes than Jeff. She had 6,400. Huh. He had 5,600. She had 53%. He had almost 47%.
Mm-hmm. Still pretty dang neck and neck, though.
Still pretty neck and neck.
You know?
So what we posted from IFAF was, we called it. Did we not?
We totally did.
So the election was last Tuesday, December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Our show came out December 1st, where we said this. Do you think, should we change? I know I predicted Jeff at the onset.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of getting that impression at first too, but I feel like it's swinging the opposite way.
Do you feel that too?
I do. I really do.
I've been seeing more of a favorable sway to Lisa than I have to Jeff.
I agree.
And that's just what I've been seeing just in my feed. So that was just our observation about what we were seeing, and we were right. And by the way, we made that observation on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Show gets edited on Sunday, published first thing Monday.
Yeah, so we actually were even further ahead than it looked like.
Yeah. So how do we do it? How do we do it? Now, I don't want to get cocky, but we predicted Trump.
Yep.
You predicted before Barbie even came out. You said, you just watch, everything's going to be pink.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I said
that's happened.
Pink and cowboy, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, specifically the pink glam cowgirl.
Yeah, the pink Western look.
Mm-hmm.
And it's had us all in a chokehold since then.
And you predicted pickle-flavored everything.
Yes. Now, to be fair, I could never have predicted Bath & Body Works doing a pickle-scented body spray.
No.
But, you know,
Who could have seen that coming?
But I did say that pickle was going to be the big flavor of the year, and it sure as shit was.
So how do we do it? We're tapped in. Finger on the pulse.
Absolutely.
Zeitgeist. Some say we're tapped into it. Some say we are it.
Yes. That, and we also have a future predicting Chihuahua. It's tricky because he doesn't speak English, but, you know, he finds ways to communicate.
Yeah. So just on our post alone, reaction was mixed.
Right.
I'd say it was 60-40 positive in favor of Lisa Burtonshaw.
I'd agree. Yeah.
And then weirdly, some election deniers, a couple of them.
Which I don't get, dude. I don't think that Idaho Falls is important enough for someone to like actively shift elections.
You know what I'm going to do?
You know?
Pinky in the brain, making plans to take over the world.
Right, right. One little town at a time.
With Idaho Falls, Idaho. Yeah, there was something about $47,000 in surprise super PAC money at the last minute. And I thought, well, and if an Idaho Falls election could be purchased for $47,000, we're too cheap.
Well, and the numbers still make sense from the voting before and this voting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
At any rate, Lisa Burtonshaw, our new mayoral overlord. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you for representing your citizens.
Okay, quick follow-ups. Ready? This lady's back. And this time around, the Ring doorbell camera is so HD, we think we have a name. Leslie Sharp.
Whoa, okay.
You know, the lady that goes up to the door, looks like she's going to knock, but doesn't.
Right.
Takes a picture of her hand.
Uh-huh.
Like knocking on the door, we think.
Yes, right, right.
We did a segment about that. It seems like every 3 to 9 months.
Yes.
Like, I wonder how much longer it's going to be before somebody finally goes, hey, what are you doing?
I mean, that probably does happen a lot.
We've got the flock cameras.
Right.
In Idaho Falls now. How long before I think that some of the Ring doorbells are already connected, yes, in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. I think so, I have heard of that.
Yeah. So how long before all of the neighborhood door cameras are going to be connected somehow?
Right. Interesting.
So Carly's cats are here.
We got a little Christmas kitty.
For reasons. This is my fave, Coco.
Well, and Mike is her fave, too. Oh, my goodness. Every time Mike comes over to my house, as soon as she hears his voice, she'll come running out of the room just to say hello.
Yeah. So if you hear cat meowing,
that would be why.
It's either yours or ours.
Yeah.
And if you don't have one, yeah. Okay. Also, last Tuesday, you can bet your roast beast that we were first in line for the Grinch meal.
Absolutely. And we actually did get the socks, too. Mike and I were lucky enough to get matching ones. We both got the red one. Mm-hmm. Super cute and fun. I will say I am kind of curious to see the other ones because it does have this little red ornament on the front that has a McDonald's logo.
Yes.
So maybe it would stand out more on one of the other colors. But yeah, overall super cute. Now that being said, I think that the Canadian ones are a little cuter.
Have you seen the Canadian ones? Look at these. They're multicolored.
I mean, first of all, why do the Canadians get all the good stuff? We're the ones who are suffering down here. We need better things now.
I'm old enough to remember when the economy was strong enough that instead of necessities like socks that came in a Happy Meal, you got toys.
Well, yeah.
Socks, they're cute and all, but that seems like something grandma would give you for Christmas.
Totally. But to be fair, McDonald's has also done necessity items for their adult Happy Meals.
Okay.
They did those Disney cups. I grew up with a whole slew of those as a kid. Mm. They did the plates. They did all kinds of random stuff. So.
All right.
Yeah.
The Grinch salt, the Grinch McShaker fries.
Yes.
So you got the fries and then an extra bag and then the.
A little pouch of seasoning, basically.
Grinch salt. Yeah. Which was vinegar powder, salt, a little sugar, of course, because we're America. Of course.
Yeah.
And dill.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. So I thought it was going to be just the salt like I got you
right.
last Christmas.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
We had already been on a pickle kick for a year at that point.
We had. That's true.
But I was impressed by the actual dill, the herb.
Yes.
In the salt.
Yeah. That part was really nice and definitely a very pleasant surprise. But yeah, and I love the interactive nature of the McShaker fries. You know, it sort of makes you feel like you're making your own meal.
You get to play with your food.
Yeah, you're cooking at home. That way it's healthier for you.
And I really want to give mad props to the McDonald's on, is it Avalanche Drive? Mm-hmm. Basically the corner of Ammon and Lincoln.
Right.
The brand new McDonald's in town. With the 2-lane drive-thru.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And the 3 windows. Mm-hmm. So window number 1 you pay, window number 2 you pick up, unless you're like me and you order extra onions or extra pickles or customize it somehow.
Right.
Or just have a big order for a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to window number 3.
Smart. Instead of the weird little parking spot.
Yeah.
That they sometimes do.
Yes, it's just efficient AF, and I love it.
I will say McDonald's has always been very good about efficiency with their fast food.
Yeah.
Now, I still think it's kind of dumb that their stuff is so expensive, considering, it's fast food.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll take it. It's fine.
Well, and you know how we're in Idaho Falls and we get things last.
Right.
Always, no matter what. Except... I saw an article a couple weeks ago in the LA Times about how In-N-Out has this ingenious idea on how to solve their traffic problem at a certain In-N-Out at a certain intersection.
Oh.
And I read it and they're like, it's 2 lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, we've had that at our new McDonald's for
a
couple of months now.
Yeah.
But what I realized is, so LA gets everything first, always.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which means since all their stuff is older...
Uh-huh.
When it's improved elsewhere in the country, they get it last. So they get the thing first, but the improvement last.
Funny. Okay.
Right?
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and you have this little saying about you never want to get the first version of something because you always get screwed.
Yeah. The early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Early adopters mm-hmm. always get screwed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think we saw that with like Tesla, for example, even PlayStation, you know,
some iPhones.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get all of the best features and stuff until they've worked out the bugs or gotten like real feedback from the first version.
Yeah. Also, right there by the new McDonald's, Stella's.
Oh, I do love Stella's.
I can't rave enough about their candy cane. I
know. Oh, it's so good.
And I don't know how long it's around, if it's for a week or two, but two flavors now that I've had there that were just phenomena. Phenomena?
Phenomena.
Phenomenal. The trick or treat flavor.
Yeah, that was good.
Chocolate with like Snickers and Twix and Butterfinger mm-hmm. in it. And then their candy cane. It's a peppermint ice cream.
Yep. It's pretty darn, like, I'm not always super into mint ice, like mint flavored ice cream, mm-hmm. but that one, oof, oof, she good.
I am ashamed because Carly watched me have a snack accident. I did it right in front of her. As Carly is my witness, I ate an entire pint of Stella's.
Oh, but it was so worth it. So worth it.
Yeah.
It was you know, and lately I've been really hooked on their Blue Moon flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, it's kind of technically a mystery flavor.
Yes.
Like, they don't tell you what it's supposed to taste like.
It's blue and it's tangy.
Yeah. I've sort of landed on like a blueberry lemon thing, but I don't think that's totally accurate either.
Mm.
So if anyone knows or, you know, can figure it out, I'd love to hear your theories.
Okay. Christmas music / rock guy. I tried to line up a lunch.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, to be honest, it's just, he was mad. I don't know if he's really mad at me.
Right.
Or just angry in general.
Mm-hmm.
Or a secret third option. He's got erectile dysfunction and was working on a rage boner that night and had to yell and stomp around the house and text me in order to get it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a theory.
I mean, it just seems a little dumb because basically, you know, you extended an olive branch
yeah.
and said, hey, buddy, let's talk it out. And then he just sort of shat all over it.
Well, and let's remember the sequence of events. I simply posted proudly that I was excited to program mm-hmm. Christmas music again for the first time in 7 years.
Right.
And you can hear that Christmas music right now on 100.7 MyFM. Okay, cool. And then, yeah, he literally pissed all over my parade.
Right.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Fruity Pebbles flavored whiz on my parade.
I feel like his would be a lot more bitter.
Probably. So I know that, yeah, when, in terms of conflict resolution, you do have to let people completely express their emotion.
Sure.
And right now, it's just the emotional phase. Mm-hmm. So we'll try again in another 7 years, buddy. And maybe by then, you can put together a string of, like, words.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Where we can communicate back and forth instead of just, you know, emoting.
Right.
And I feel for people. This is me being very sincere now, just for a rare moment. I feel for people who, because I've known a few, mm-hmm. who have so many feels, mm-hmm. so much emotion that they can't really state their case.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I get that, but we got to work through it somehow. If you want. It sounds like you want,
mm-hmm.
but then you're just angry at me. Okay.
Yeah.
And I did apologize for what he perceives as a slight.
Yeah.
From 7 years ago. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't intend it for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 other people that could also feel that way that don't, I don't think.
That's true.
All right. But two things. One, never enter into an argument, a battle of the wits with an unarmed man. That's number one. And number two, never argue with a fool because other people might not be able to tell the difference.
Right.
All right. Moving on. Two things that I am surprised I was right about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you remember when I called it a steakhouse?
Yes, I do. And I feel really dumb.
No, you laughed at me.
Uh-huh.
And that hurts my feelings. And I want an apology on the internet. No.
I am sorry, though.
Well, no, because when you did, I was like, yeah, Carly, you're right. There's no way it's called a steakhouse.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm pretty positive that my ward didn't call it a steakhouse, but I also was wrong because it's been a hot minute since I went to church, and I created the memory in my head that it was a steak building. It's not. It's a steak center. And as soon as someone said that, I was like, oh, shit. Of course, that's what it's always been.
So steak center, I think, was about 60%.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
But a majority. That's the clear answer.
Definitely a majority.
The clear winner. Mm-hmm. But then like 30% was, yeah, no, steakhouse.
Yes.
You know what I thought was cool? People caught on pretty quick to not only say, if they were saying steakhouse, to not only say where they were, uh-huh, but also when that was.
Right, right.
So I was like, hey, Utah Mormon here.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 2010, we called it steakhouse.
Right, right. Yeah, because there is definitely regional differences.
Yeah.
You know, in the lingo.
So I was thrilled that steakhouse has been used and was used, mm-hmm, at some time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't hear
it. Yeah. And it does sound like even now it is still being used to an extent.
I wonder if there's still some people,
yeah,
that say steakhouse. Now, of course, it's not spelled like steak.
Like
that
the
you
meat.
Eat at Texas Roadhouse. Yeah, it's, yeah, steak like you put in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said we were going to talk about old ladies. Here we go. And I feel bad because there's just a couple people who don't chuck under the bus. Kids and old ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they're Jody, who said...
Okay, Jody.
She said on Facebook, who cares? So I wrote back. I shouldn't have, but I did.
Uh-huh.
Obviously not you, Jody, but you do care about leopard print, white hair, and being mean. You know, all you need to do now is start smoking and get rid of 101 Dalmatian puppies, and you'll be Cruella de Vil IRL.
That's good. I like that.
So watch out. You give a snark, we might return it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think that's fair.
Then Catherine said, learn to spell. Because that was, mm-hmm, that is where I wrote steakhouse.
Right. As in the meat, not as in the tent,
yeah,
steak. Yeah.
And I honestly don't remember if I was doing it to be funny. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, because there's some creators that actually intentionally,
yeah, misspell, totally, stuff. Yeah.
So Catherine wrote, learn to spell. And I simply replied after checking out her profile and seeing that she was, in fact, LDS. Well, that's not very Chris-like of you.
That's right? Funny. That's funny.
Just leave off one T.
Right, right.
That's also hilarious.
Well, and also, you know what, dude? It just seems so weird to me that you're going out of your way to write something mean like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. Especially with something that has your name attached to it.
Also, we talked about renal failure in kitties, mm-hmm, during our Fruity Pebbles segment,
right,
last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to state for the record, I looked into this, Carly, afterwards. Mm-hmm. So 100% of my cats, mm-hmm, meaning both of the cats I've ever owned in my entire life,
right,
have died of renal failure.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had way more cats than I have.
Tons.
That, yeah, haven't died of renal failure.
Mm-hmm.
So our experiences have differed.
Right.
But I looked at the stats, and yes, just as a PSA, kidney failure, mm-hmm, renal failure, is a major killer in older cats, affecting anywhere up to 30% of those over 12 and anywhere from 50 to 80% of cats over 15.
Right.
Is the stat that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sticky pee,
yep,
is one of the signs that, yeah, the kidneys aren't filtering the urine properly.
Which does make sense.
So,
you know, I think that mainly with like my cat situation, you know, they, most of them, we either had to put down because their quality of life was just that bad.
Mm.
You know, and so we didn't really have to worry about them, like, keeling over. It was, yeah, kind of controlled, you know, or they died of unnatural causes, like being hit by a car or something like that. That was a lot less common because we didn't usually, like, let them outside all the time.
Or but, supernatural causes.
Yeah, well, there was one that just like died for no reason that we know of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just found him one day and he was just gone.
Just.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
Probably more like a meow.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, now I has the set. Come, yeah, here, Coco. No. Hey, baby.
She just wants to rub her little body against your legs.
Yeah, I see ya. Come here, whiner.
I've heard it's like to put their scent on you.
Okay.
It's sort of a way of claiming you as their own.
All right. She'll even step on my foot.
Yeah, she likes to stand. So like she'll stand kind of right in front of you, but with exactly one foot on your foot to sort of hold you down.
Mm-hmm. Not on the camera wires, honey. Okay. To wrap up this first half, our friends opened their Randy Rigby romance bookstore between the covers.
Sure did.
Last week. And they posted a photo of all the ladies packing the store. They had like an amazing grand opening.
Right. Which I was really impressed by.
Yeah. And so I thought we'd share it on the pod. But then I thought, I just feel uncomfortable showing a bunch of ladies who are there to get their horn on. You know, well, who are there to flood the basement, right?
I mean, you kind of have a point there. Yeah,
I know what you're doing later. I mean, it wouldn't quite be like going into Adam and Eve on a 50% off sale.
Right, right. Yeah, it's not quite that bad.
Yeah.
You know, and some romance novels aren't that graphic, you know, like. There's smut and then there's romance novels, you
right,
know?
Yes.
And I'm sure that these guys have a wide variety.
Do they still have Harlequin romance
novels? Oh, yeah, that's totally still a thing.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Well, and remember like the Fabian?
Oh, Fabio.
Fabio.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, the muscular with the guy with the long hair who modeled for all the covers.
Right, right.
And then do you remember when he like was on a roller coaster and his face hit a goose or something?
What?
He got off the roller coaster. Poor bro was just bleeding from the face holes.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
Well, yeah, and it is awful. And I guess some people experienced a little bit of Schadenfreude.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, the German word for
right.
feeling joy in someone else's misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, here's Mr. Famous Pretty Boy,
mm-hmm.
famous for his face,
right?
Getting smacked in the face with the flying bird, frying pan.
Yeah, that like that feels like the sort of reverse of fortune that had to have been like created cosmically or karmically or
what
something.
What did you do?
Yeah, yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
In what way did you piss off God?
Yeah.
So anyway. Between the Covers posted, along with the theme of, what are we calling it, monster fiction?
Monster loving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new word here for this. They posted this book.
Uh-huh.
Seduced by the Swamp Creature. And Carly, you said you liked Shape of Water.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great movie.
This is sort of one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So Seduced by the Swamp Creature, and the tagline is Forbidden Love on the Bayou. He was half fish. And all men.
Which is so funny.
Carly, what do you think that means?
It means he's got a dick. That's what it means.
A swinging dick.
Yeah.
Swinging fish dick.
Yeah.
Do you like fish dicks? Kanye? Do you?
Oh, funny.
And then at the very bottom, it says, a monster erotic tale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so monster eroticism.
That's
what we could say. I'm just trying to think of a word other than... You just shocked the hell out of me when you said monster f***ing so casually.
I felt... Look, Mike, you are on the internet so much more than me.
I know. How did I not?
That's... I sort of assumed that you would have gotten to the horrible, depraved corners that I've been to already.
I guess. I guess. But, you know, experiences differ.
Right.
So anyway, the author of this book, it says A Monster Erotic Tale by Ivana Sloppycock.
Which, by the way, when you first showed me this cover, I did not clock that at all.
Really?
No, you had to point it out to me before I was like, oh my gosh, is that really what it says? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember Austin Power, the spy who shagged me.
Yeah.
And who was the actress that played Ivana Hump-a-Lot?
Make love to me, monkey man.
Which you know, was a takeoff on, you know, all the James Bond.
Yeah, Pussy Galore and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Ivana Sloppycock wrote this book, Seduced by the Swamp Creature.
Which, honestly, very smart of the actual author to put a pseudonym, a pen name.
Yes, perhaps not her real name.
Yeah, I would hope not. Either that or else her parents are dicks.
Meet the Sloppy Cocks. They live right next door to the Fockers. What if she was a Focker, right, and then married a sloppy cock?
Yeah. Right.
I'm Hunter Focker Sloppy Cock.
Oh, that's bad.
Good Lord. Okay, so the foreword or the inside page, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Says, you know why you're here. You saw monster smut and came running. Good girl. This book is just for you. If you've ever wondered what it would be like to f*** a monster with tender-hearted feelings, you came to the right place. This is Monsterotica, you've been warned.
That is so funny, though. And you know what? I love that she doesn't take herself too seriously.
Right.
She recognizes that this is, you know, a little jokey joke. This is all for fun. You know, this isn't some high art, you know, so.
I mean, now I'm wondering what it would be like.
I mean, I think we need to read the book.
So then the second page in simply says, for John, I feel like I don't need to explain why.
Man, you go, John. I'm impressed.
Does John like fish sticks?
Maybe he's a fisherman. Maybe he comes home smelling like fish. You know? Can you imagine, like, if you got Pavloved into getting horned up anytime you open a can of tuna? I mean, I could see where this sort of book would come from then.
Yeah. What's the story there? Ivana and John?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Love story for the ages.
Available at Between the Covers in Rigby. Go get it.
Also, I love the pink fuzzy handcuffs in the corner.
Mm,
don't know if you noticed those.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month, or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
And we're back.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Hey, that's us.
The in sound.
You got it.
For the in town.
What's that?
IF.
You know it, bitch.
Idaho, USA.
That's a fun one. Where I came
from. Right.
Yeah.
Any jingle you can talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Burtonshaw, this is your town now. Oh, Megan Casper, Rebecca Casper's daughter, who had to apologize for being snarky, was snarky on our post. We're so honored, Megan. Thank you for that.
Yes, always fun. And you know what? Good for her for being snarky. A lot of people out there, frankly, myself included, sometimes are a little scared to be snarky because they don't want to, you know, ruffle people's feathers too much. But I like her confidence. I like her moxie.
Because we are representing Idaho Falls.
Right.
Some people might say, who the f*** are these asshats?
They might. That's true.
And what
true.
Right do they think they have?
Mm-hmm.
I lived here all her life. Lived here for as long as she's lived here.
Yeah.
So I think we kind of know our stuff.
I'd like to think. Yeah.
And we love this town.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed a complete lack of snark.
Yes,
in Idaho Falls media, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes people here are too damn polite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to the point of being inaccurate.
That's fair.
And not, you know, calling people on their shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you don't always have to talk trash, but I think sipping tea is important.
Yeah, a little tea here and there.
If you're going to have an accurate representation of this town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please vote for Jeff Henry's house in the Ammon Holiday Outdoor Decorating Contest. Carly, we need to go.
Yes, absolutely we do. And Jeff does always bring it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love his little synchronized lights. I think that's so fun.
He's won first place 2 years in a row.
Wow, okay. So, let's give him a triple.
Yes.
I love that. That's
let's
a great idea.
Let's go for three. Lincoln Post. Pantone, you know, the color people.
Yes.
If you ever do a piece of art and you're talking to the digital person, well, okay, what's the RGB on that? What's the CYMK for that? What's the Pantone? Can you just have the Pantone number?
Right.
They've named a color of the year for 2026, and it's...
But it's white. It's basically white.
It's white.
Yeah, which frankly, I don't know if I get that. You know, I don't feel like I've seen that much stuff like being white, you know?
Here's what they say. The shade symbolizes calm, creativity, and renewal, reflecting a cultural shift toward quiet reflection and personal expression.
Yeah, I know about that.
Now, white was my favorite color.
Yes.
It's kind of silly how white was my favorite color for the right at the beginning of my adult life, in my 20s.
Right.
And that's one of the things I loved about it, is white represents infinite possibility.
That's true.
You can do whatever you want with it. Mm-hmm. And then it was black.
Yeah.
Because I got a beer belly and I look better in black.
Fair. You do look good in black.
And now it's more charcoal. I'm more of a charcoal guy.
Yeah. Charcoal is basically your entire scheme for your house.
Yes.
So it makes sense.
Very neutral.
I kind of like it in a way because I also like white a lot, especially white clothing.
Mm.
You know, I wear a lot of white dresses and stuff just because I think I look good in it. But it kind of reminds me of like Y2K fashion and stuff.
Mm.
Like, you know, there were those Backstreet Boys NSYNC and Eminem. Like Britney Spears. Yeah. Yeah. Music videos where it was like lots of like either all white clothes or like all white rooms and stuff. So because of the whole Y2K trend, I can see why it's back.
I love how she...
Speaking of coming back...
Yeah.
We'll just hold her for a minute.
Say hi, Coco. She just comes in and like...
demands attention.
She's sort of like an old lady. What the hell? What the hell's going on? Who cares? Learn to spell.
Right. She is a little old lady cat.
Only she's cute.
She's very cute. She hates to be held, though, and it makes me so sad.
She does.
Yeah. She wants you to pet her while she stands on the ground and you bend over and hurt your back.
You just reminded me of a knock knock joke. If like you tell somebody if they don't know how to yodel.
Oh yeah?
You say knock knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who? That's funny. I like that.
Anyway, Pantone's annual selection involves global experts. Analyzing trends in design, technology, and culture.
Interesting.
Do we want to get gross just yet? What else we got here? What else we got? Let's do this.
You want to go from white to brown?
I mean, we could. Let's.
You want a buffer?
Buffer? I hardly know her. Should we do? Yeah, okay. Real quick. Do you know who Frankie McDonald is?
No idea.
Okay, watch this guy.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in Sandy, Nova Scotia. Heavy rains headed towards Salt Lake City, Utah, including Hodgson and Provo, Utah. I want every single person to be prepared to dress really warm, wear your rubber boots and raincoats and rain suits ready. Don't walk to the puddles, and don't drive a car to the puddles either, including on Interstate Highway 15. Be prepared. Dress warm and be safe, and stay dry, be safe. Don't get caught in the rain, snow mix. Stay dry, be safe.
So as you can tell, Frankie's different. You mm-hmm. might say special. I'm not sure what his deal is,
mm-hmm.
but he freaking loves the weather. Like,
oh, really?
Loves it. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Sorry. Coco's chasing her own tail and it was really cute. Creating a little tornado over there.
I'm never going to get this show done. Anyway, he's very concerned with mm-hmm. people having a difficult time because of the weather. So he likes to warn them about the weather.
Okay. You know, actually, that's a very helpful public service.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's based in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it looks like he's going around the country or the globe now.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he got a consultant. Like, he's written a book. He has an action figure.
Whoa.
If Frankie McDonald is not on your radar, he's a special little dude who deserves to be.
I love that. That's amazing.
And I know that... Imgur, which is a site that is famous for attacking shameless self-promoters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people they let slide is Frankie McDonald.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially because what he's doing is so helpful.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Also Ashley, who is a cosplayer. They let her slide. Who else? And then there's, you know, the dogs. There's like a...
Oh, yeah. Dogs are fine.
Panko, Peanut, and I don't know, a couple others. Oh, and then the cat lady who rehabs cats.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first time he's ever talked about Salt Lake City and or Utah or any place near here. I thought it was cool. Wanted to share.
That is cool.
Maybe someday if we're lucky, Frankie.
He'll do some Idaho Falls weather.
You'll warn us about an Idaho Falls storm because we get those here in the winter.
I mean, now would be the time. Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll go from white to brown.
Love it.
I don't even want to bring this up. We talked about piss last week.
Oh, no. Was I secretly very accurate saying brown?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, do you know what a fecal transplant is?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that before.
This is going to sound gross.
Yeah.
But basically, all right, you know how everybody's concentrating now on gut health?
Right.
You want to heal your gut health.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's apple cider vinegar, or there's other things you can do.
Right, right. Some kind of microgreens or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what they're finding out is your gut biome has a lot to do with a lot of stuff.
Oh, totally.
Including depression.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
And you can actually... Oh, this is so gross.
Mm-hmm.
So what a fecal transplant is you take somebody else's poo
mm-hmm.
from a healthy person that doesn't have depression, and you stick it up the butt. This sounds like I'm making it up. This sounds like I'm doing a bit for 12-year-old boys.
Okay. I do kind of wonder if someday people are going to talk about this like we talk about leeching.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, back then they were guessing. Now we know. The reason right. we do it is it's based in science.
Right.
If you take a piece of poo from a healthy person and stick mm-hmm. it up the butt, not kidding, of an unhealthy person, it cures them. Because it'll
help reset their biome, right?
The bacteria that's needed to make things happen into mm-hmm. their body.
Right.
And I don't know how long you have to leave it in there.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people...
I mean, I would assume it just sort of dissolves. I don't think you take it out.
I don't know how big the piece is.
I mean, I'm sure it comes
like
out eventually.
Is it like that Viking fossil that was found? Anyway, God, this is gross. UK... They've got a fecal transplant pill, which is supposed to cure depression, but obviously patients don't really want any part of it.
Right.
So this is just a really wacky, weird game of would you rather.
Okay, and just to make sure, when you say a fecal transplant pill, it's not oral, correct?
Correct, right.
Okay,
I think
good.
It's a suppository.
Yes, right, okay.
But, okay, maybe that answers the question as to how big the piece
sample.
Of somebody else's, good Lord, is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you stick it up there and right. then
Yeah.
Or have somebody else do it.
There you go. Make it fun.
Anyway, would you rather continue to be depressed mm-hmm. or stick one of these things up your butt?
That's a tough one. I think that I'd almost want to know who it's coming from.
Ah.
You know?
Flip through pictures like what I imagine like a sperm bank.
Yeah, something like that.
Whose poo is it?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, if it could be like your partner's or like a good buddy's, you know? A really good buddy at that point. I don't know if that would be better or worse.
You could just both bend over at the same time and have a doctor go... Done.
Jeez. You could just have someone fart into your butthole.
Oh my god.
Nice wet one.
Well, some of this stuff. All right, and so we might as well do all the bodily function stuff at once. Scromiting. We told you.
Okay, yeah. What exactly is that?
It's it's a great little portmanteau.
Okay.
A combination of screaming and vomiting.
Okay. All right.
Due to cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, or CHS.
Uh-huh.
Which is caused by using cannabis heavily over a long period of time. It's severe abdominal pain, and apparently it makes you scream and vomit, and it's on the rise.
Interesting. You know, when I was a kid, I would have to, like, every time I would puke, it would be a scrummet. Like, I couldn't not. Matter of fact, and actually, this is a very seasonally appropriate story.
Okay.
When I was seven,
Eggnog?
No. But when I was seven, I was in the Nutcracker. Okay. As one of the bonbons and one of the mice, and I got the flu that year, and I was super, super duper sick, but I also, like, didn't want to miss the performance.
Right.
So I went there anyway, and thankfully it was at the Civic, and my dad was running things, so he was able to get me, like, a little private area where I could lay down and nap when I'm not when I wasn't dancing. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I woke up, and I had to puke immediately. So I went running into the girls' bathroom where the rest of my class was and started scromiting in one of the stalls, which of course freaked the little girls out. And so I leave the stall afterward and I'm just like holding my stomach and looking all sad and pathetic, you know? And there wasn't a single soul in that bathroom anymore. I get out into the hallway and all of the girls are lining the hallway, pressing their bodies as close to the wall as they possibly can to avoid me, except for one. And I'm going to use her, what I remember her real name being, Molly, because I can. But Molly was kind of a ditz, you know, didn't pay attention in class very much. And so all of my other classmates are lined up against the wall, except for Molly, who's at the end of the line, twirling in the middle of the hallway, you know, just not paying any attention. Exactly.
Blissfully unaware.
Exactly. But then I get just a little closer. She finally sees me, and then she just, like, slams herself into the wall to get out of the way. So, yeah, my scromiting scared a bunch of seven-year-old girls.
So scromiting, really, to me it sounds like, and listen, I've been to plenty of parties.
Uh-huh.
So I know that there are some just where you hear the volume.
Right.
It just sounds like somebody pouring a cup of water into the toilet.
Yep.
And there are some that go, and that's what I think,
Oh, it was bad. It was a lot louder. Matter of fact, my dad called me the drowning mermaid because of it. Or maybe it was my aunt. Someone did. But anyway, that was the nickname I got from that.
If you vom anything like you sneeze...
I know. I have such an old man sneeze.
Yeah, Carly has an old man sneeze. He's probably married to Jody or Catherine.
Right.
Who starts shit on Facebook.
Yeah. Have you seen that one video of the guy and his wife? They're looking at a deer through their sliding glass door.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sneezes.
Nice, Ron.
Nice, Ron.
I sneezed. Oh, I'm not allowed to sneeze.
I'm Ron. Poor Ron.
Yeah, poor Ron.
Yeah. Mean old ladies.
That's a theme this episode. Old ladies. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have to be extra mean for somebody to define you as a mean old lady.
Right.
Because the rule is you lay off the old ladies.
Yeah. Old ladies can get away with a lot of bullshit.
Well, I was just talking about how much respect I have for old ladies. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, I got to help two. Mm-hmm. I had been paperless for the first 5 years in real estate. Mm-hmm. And then two ladies this year, I had to drive to their house.
Uh-huh.
Give them the papers.
Uh-huh.
Have them sign the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know?
Right, right. Like, you had to have a physical copy.
I love little old ladies.
Right.
But, all right, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a scare tactic as weed is becoming more and more popular?
Mm-hmm.
Is big alcohol big mad and trying to, you know?
Put its thumb on the scale there?
Right. Is this another, what was the movie? Last century, Reefer Madness.
Yes.
You ever see that?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it. Of it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's just a bunch of bullshit scare tactics.
Mm-hmm. But no, so, this is actually a real disease. I've heard of it before
cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if we've advocated for weed. I'm of the opinion that it's going to happen on the federal level.
Right.
And Idaho will have to suck it up kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Well, and I will say.
Gay marriage.
And I will say with that, too, that is so much less harmful than any kind of like alcoholism, liver failure, that kind of stuff.
Right. Did I say kicking and screaming? I meant kicking and scromiting. Okay. Let's talk about what we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to Stranger Things.
Yes.
But first, crawl starts.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Of course.
Episode 4, A New Hope, coming to theaters in February of 2027. And you might be saying, yeah, IDGAF, but hear me out. It's the original from 1977 to celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
I can math. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Especially since we've already talked about on this show the difference between the original release of the film and the specialized editions that came out in 97 that most of us have seen and remember.
Right.
And the big main difference, that's where Han shot first started.
Una puta solo?
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss.
We're going to show you the original 1977 film that I got because I've talked before about the Harmy despecialized edition. Google it yourself.
Right.
Found from original prints before Lucas effed with it big time. And this is the original scene with Greedo in the cantina at the Mos Eisley spaceport on Tatooine.
Even I get bored at sometimes. Do you think I had a choice?
Club Jabba. Boopa.
Greedo has Han backed into a corner.
Over my dead body.
He's pointing a blaster at him, threatens Han's life. Han reaches for his blaster under the table and a flash, Greedo keels over dead. So obviously, Han shot Greedo.
Right, yeah.
Now let's show you the exact same scene from the specialized edition that came out in the late 90s.
Right.
Where they added two pieces of red blaster visual effects.
Yes.
One first coming from Greedo toward Han, and then one coming from Han to Greedo. And that's what started the whole controversy. Lucas did not have to do that.
No.
The original film didn't make Han a cold-blooded killer.
No.
It just made him somebody who could solve problems and defend himself.
Well, and not only that, but it doesn't make sense for Greedo to shoot at Han in that moment.
No.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't.
You know? So it completely invalidates the storyline that's going on in the moment. It's unnecessary, and it doesn't make Han a bad guy, because he's literally just defending himself.
Right.
Greedo's telling him that he wants to kill him. He wishes that he could, you know? And so instead of allowing that to happen or hoping it doesn't, Han just takes care of it.
Yeah, and like, even the expression Han shot first is incorrect because Greedo never shot.
Right.
in the real movie. Thank you so much, Disney. Thank you. I had an inkling this was going to happen in my lifetime. There's a couple of I can die happy now moments in my life, Carly.
Good.
This will be another one.
Nice. I love that.
One of them was hanging out on a patio in, I want to say, La Jolla with Erasure.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, there's Andy Bell, who's awesome, and Vince Clark, the guy who started Depeche Mode.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, yes, and then Erasure. I would call him the godfather of techno or electronic music.
Totally.
There were a couple of people before him. In other super important viewer news, Netflix may purchase, did we hear, Warner Brothers and HBO?
Right, right. Which, how is that not a monopoly?
It might be.
You know?
That's the thing. It might be.
I know. Well, but they keep saying, it might be. And then they don't actually like do anything about it.
I don't know.
How do they keep determining that these megacorps are not monopolies?
Well, I think it's funny because I just let my Hulu and Disney Plus subscriptions lapse together so that I could sign up for the Disney, Hulu, and HBO Max bundle.
Right, right.
And now what? Now is it going to be bundled with Netflix? Make up your mind.
We're just going to go back to cable. That's all that's going to happen.
That's what's already happening.
Yeah. Once again.
It's $35 a month for those three.
Yeah. Just stupid.
They'll get their money.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things, season 5. We watched the 4 episodes. We promise there won't be any spoilers because I know.
Right.
So what they've done is, you know, 4 at Thanksgiving, they're going to do 3 at Christmas and then 1 on New Year's. They really had, like, this decision, whoever it was, has really changed the lives of Americans and families.
Right.
Like all over the globe.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, there was appointment viewing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And this is one of those things, like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what'd you think?
Well, first of all, it's so weird to see them all grown up.
Yeah.
Like I went to my mom's house and she was watching an earlier season and they're just little. You know, and so it's kind of a stark contrast there.
I mean, it's been almost a decade.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. But overall, I thought it was really interesting. I think that this is I have so many lore questions. You know, I want to know some of the mechanics of how, like, the upside down and stuff like that works. It definitely has opened a lot of doors that I want to know where they lead to and stuff. But yeah, overall, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought so, too. And I thought it was super cool how they left it at a perfect, you know, sort of cliffhanger-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen next.
Right.
Sort of place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I imagine they'll do that again on Christmas and then wrap it all up.
Right.
With a nice little bow on New Year's. So somebody, some snarky guy on the internet said, yeah, Stranger Things season 5 bravely asks the question, what if millions of people force themselves to watch the ending of a story that they don't actually care about anymore because it took too long to release?
You know, he's kind of got a point.
You got a point there. I don't think this should ever happen again.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I hate to say this, but I almost feel like in general, this kind of makes me want to wait for thing to be done with before I start it.
You know, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger type stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what spoiled it for me. Remember Heroes, Save the Cheerleader, yeah, Save the World?
Right, right.
And then it just went after 3 seasons or whatever. It fizzled out somehow. And I thought, never again.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So Breaking Bad, I watched after the fact.
Right.
Game of Thrones, after the fact.
Yep.
And it was great.
It does kind of rock. Now, that being said, it kind of sucks because then you can't, you know, be in on the hype when everyone else is, you know, I almost feel like the best way to do it is to like get on the train right before the last season is released.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause the last season is always the most exciting anyway. So you can join in on the hype without like having to wait too long.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's basically the sunk cost principle and fallacy. Sure. Sunk costs are, you know, costs that you never get back.
Right, right. Or you feel like you have to keep pushing forward because you've already done too much.
Throwing good money after bad.
Right, right.
But honestly, I don't feel that way about this particular snarky commenter did. Uh-huh. I don't. I loved it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the rest of it.
Right. I mean, I will say I do kind of want to go back and rewatch all of the earlier seasons because I feel like there's so much that I forgot and like I was kind of lost about in this one.
I wonder how many other people are going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what my mom's doing.
Yeah. The other thing I want to see on Netflix is Fitty did a doc on Diddy.
Oh, I know. I know. And apparently Diddy is like pissed about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know if he's suing Netflix or threatening to sue. I think mm-hmm. he's actually suing them.
Yeah.
Saying it's like illegal and unethical for Whatever. Using private footage of his. It's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. Came out last week. 4 episodes. Mm-hmm. About an hour piece each. That's what we want to watch next.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 10 minutes before the show started,
right,
we saw the trailer come out for The Boys.
Let's hear. Is it season 5?
Season 5.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love The Boys so much. I'm so excited for the newest season.
5th and final installment, 8 episodes on Prime Video, April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, one of those things. They released 2 episodes and then 6 more over the course of 6 weeks through May 20th.
Which is so frustrating.
Yes.
I mean, just like, let us binge, dude.
Yeah. Parents, if you're listening with kids right now, and you shouldn't be, what the hell kind of parent are you? Go ahead and turn it off.
Unless your kid's really cool.
Yeah. Unless you've had the Santa talk with them. 3. You've been warned. 2. 1. Okay. Netflix is killing it lately.
Uh-huh.
So not only do they have that unauthorized Diddy documentary uh-huh. from 50 Cent.
Yeah.
They also have like the Eddie Murphy thing. I want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's supposed to be really good.
Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see that. And the new Matt Rife crowdwork Christmas special.
Right. Right. Like,
I'm pretty much going to be. And it's a good thing. I thought it was funny because I canceled Hulu and Disney Plus just at the right time.
Right.
I've got them back now.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Netflix going, oh, shit, I'm going to be set for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Parents not pleased after Netflix surprised them with, you know how they've got the preview window of the hot stuff?
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
And it auto-plays?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it played a clip of Matt Rife saying that. Parents, not Santa, place gifts under the tree at Christmas.
Oh, that's messed up.
You dumbasses.
Yeah.
What oh, the hell so were you thinking? Up.
Wow. I mean, yeah, you think that people don't have kids in their house?
Yeah. No salt at Matt,
mm-hmm.
but come on, Netflix.
Right. Yeah.
Think
yeah.
about how many times on the show have we talked about following the user experience?
Yeah.
Right?
Just stupid. Well, and also, first off, it pisses me off so much that things autoplay anyway.
Right.
Stop doing that. Sometimes I want to sit there with the remote in my hand while I think about what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have to try to think through something talking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that makes me so mad.
Let's call this next segment WTF, BYU. So you remember in May,
mm-hmm.
Candon Dolly, sound familiar?
Right.
He was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And he was found guilty, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
of the essay of a minor. Didn't seem to get much of a punishment.
Messed up.
Then just this past week, mm-hmm. BYU football running back, Kaysen Krebs. Kaysen.
Of course, it's Kaysen.
There's a Utah name for you. I wonder what his siblings' names are.
Yeah.
Kaysen, Caden.
Mm-hmm. Camden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, okay.
With a Y.
Right. He was dismissed from the team following his arrest on 3 misdemeanor counts. He went to a local grocery store, allegedly, and exposed himself.
Oh, jeez. Well, so, and also, like, okay, are we talking, like, mooning? I mean, I guess it probably didn't
right.
say in it, huh?
Okay, what was it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in either way, dude, no one wants to see that.
Was it the front or the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Here, we want to show you this perfectly legal video right here in the center of the screen mm-hmm. while we're talking. See what we did there? Is that a vulture? Is that a turkey? What the hell is that?
It's probably what he showed off to people in that grocery store parking lot.
Yeah, was it just the balls?
Yeah, right.
Was it the Frank of the beans?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Anyway, and then this thing that happened, a BYU Idaho student, and Carly, I hope you have the details on this, but I got the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Garrison Rain, accused of kidnapping a 4-week-old baby in the Idaho Falls Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell?
So basically a mom was shopping with her little girl. She was in the book section, picked up a book to look at the back of it, and then like, you know, a split second later turned around to, grab her cart with her kid in it again, and her cart's gone. So she goes running around looking for it. Finally, she finds it in an aisle with the same guy who'd been kind of lurking around her earlier in the book section. And she basically grabs the cart from him. And he's like, I'm so sorry, I'll never do that again. And she just sort of flees because she's in fight or flight and just had her baby stolen from her. But
get as far away from this asshole as possible.
Right, right. But apparently,
this alleged asshole as possible.
Yeah, yeah. But allegedly, basically, after this, he went and paid for his stuff at the counter using his roommate's Costco membership, by the way, didn't even have his own. And then he also got something at the food court and then left. But when he was arrested at a Marine Corps recruitment center, by the way, which is wild, and he was actually rejected due to his psychological test failure. Mm. Yeah. But anyway, when he was arrested and stuff, he basically pretended like it was just an accident and he just grabbed the wrong cart. Yeah. But I don't think that you can mess that up that bad without noticing a lot sooner.
Well, and the thing that freaked me out reading the account of what happened is when the lady thought back to that moment and realized, or did they look at the footage or something?
Mm-hmm.
But she realized that dude had to be pretty locked on.
Right.
In order to find the perfect moment to take off with her cart.
Yeah.
While she was distracted.
Well, especially because she had her hand on the cart almost the entire time. She took it off for a second just to like flip the book over.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know my mindset usually is nothing bad's going to happen.
Right, right.
Sometimes something bad is going
to
happen.
Sometimes. And it's weird to see it happening here.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
From a BYU Idaho student.
Well, and he looks so smug and smarmy in his mugshot too.
Fucking weird, dude.
Right?
And you know what, Carly? When we talked about this before the show,
mm-hmm.
I definitely think that between the two of us, I'm the more cynical, darker
mm-hmm.
person. But we both imagined the motivation of this particular guy
mm-hmm.
for stealing a baby.
Right.
And I thought, oh, you know, a perfectly good white kid on the black market.
Yeah, you went to kind of a monetary gain sort of route.
How much do white kids go for? I don't know.
Right.
Probably a lot.
Babies in general, I would assume, would go for kind of a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't spend right. much time on the black market.
Yeah. Based on sort of how opportunistic it was and everything, I'm thinking that it was more of a predatory thing.
Oof.
Which is horrifying, but yeah.
Like a yeah. Personally or trafficking?
I would think personally, because I would feel like, I mean, just the way that he was so sloppy about it, I would think that if you are involved in some kind of trafficking ring, there's probably like, I don't know, training or something. Like,
well, I didn't say he was a professional trafficker. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
That's true. That's fair. God, that's but terrible. I would also think that if you were planning on doing that, it'd be a little bit more premeditated. And this didn't seem that premeditated. I don't know. Well,
and what kind of virtue signaling do you think he was thinking he was doing?
Uh-huh.
By going and grabbing a hot dog from the food court after.
Right.
Like, if I just pretend like I'm...
Yeah, like everything's cash. Like I
didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'll...
Honestly, it's probably just that hot dog meal is just too enticing to pass up.
You can't pass that up.
You know, like running from the cops, you still got to get your hot dog.
Parents, kids, and kidnappers agree. The Costco hot dog meal is a great
value. Yeah, it does rule. That's fair.
So dark.
Yeah.
Why? It got so dark in here. Why is it so dark? Let's lighten it up a little bit with this. Halo. Did you see this last week?
No, I actually missed this somehow.
Oh, okay.
I don't stare at the sun very often, so maybe that's part of it.
It was on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
A halo is a ring or a light that forms around the sun or moon when it refracts off ice crystals.
Oh, cool.
So, like, I've heard it called a sun dog or a moon dog or even a moon doggy.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But you'll sometimes see that on a crisp winter's night.
Right, right.
There's the moon and then a big ring around the moon.
Mm-hmm. In Practical Magic, I remember that they said that a ring around the moon means that there's a visitor coming, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Bad luck. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay. All I know is lime and the coconut.
Yep.
So, that was cool. Danny Haley gets the credit for these kick-ass photos.
Oh, cool.
By the Eagle Fountain.
Ooh, those are cool.
He shared those on one of the Idaho Falls Facebook groups. And then just a word of warning, Idaho Falls Parks and Rec posted that they know a number of the lights on the trees along Memorial Drive are not on. Unfortunately, we had a Grinch cut the light strands on the trees over the weekend.
Are you kidding me?
Asshole!
How much you want to bet it's teenage boys?
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be, right?
Now, you get a professional to wrap those suckers.
Yeah.
So then you don't pay another professional to wrap. You got to hire an electrician to be out there soldering some shit.
Well, they'd probably go buy new lights, I would think.
Well, no, because then you got to wrap them again.
Well, yeah, but it still is probably a lot cheaper and easier to unwrap them and rewrap them with new lights.
I'm saying, I think it'd be cheaper to get an electrician out there to fix the wires.
Maybe, I don't know.
But then the thing you got to do is hire security.
I know, right?
So what's going on, Idaho Falls? We got BYU Idaho students kidnapping four-month-olds and teenage Grinches cutting Christmas lights.
Well, and also, what a stupid thing to do. What a dumb thing to vandalize. You know, first of all, don't boo the Christmas spirit, you butt.
Yeah.
Okay? And also, that is a lot of money, and if you get caught for that, you're gonna go to jail.
Yeah, destruction of property, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that's at least thousands of dollars. You know, I mean, between the labor that it took to put them up and stuff, the actual quality of the lights and all that, like, I'm sure that that is an expensive fix.
Anyway, if I know Idaho Falls, nothing can break our Whoville spirit and belief in Christmas. So, you damn Grinch.
Right.
We're going to find you, just like we found that one dude tagging everything.
Find you and cut you like a fish.
In the Christmas spirit.
Of course, of course.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Yeah, speaking of the Christmas spirit, if you're wanting to do something a little bit cheery, there is one more performance of the Nutcracker coming up this weekend. It's going to be at the Colonial. Always a great thing for the season. Also, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Snake River Radio Players are presenting It's a Wonderful Life. Basically, it's a radio play. It's going to be so super cute. It's live radio style and at the Trinity United Methodist Church. Donations are accepted for the Trinity Homeless Outreach Program, which is such a great program to help out with.
I didn't know they did that until I was involved with the Snake River Radio Players a couple of years ago. Super cool. And a great bunch of people, too, by the way.
So nice. Yeah. And the Foley work in it is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Also going on Friday, December 19th, is the third annual Idaho Falls UTV Light Parade. Ooh. That's starting at 7 p.m. It's going to start at Freeman Park and then loop around Pancarry Drive and the River Walk Trail. Plus, they're going to be having a Kia fireworks show, and that's going to be two 10-minute fireworks shows throughout the night.
It doesn't say when or where the fireworks are going to be.
Right.
But that's a really long route from Freeman Park to Broadway Bridge to Pancarry Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do one on either end.
Oh, that'd be smart.
So anybody anywhere can kind of see and appreciate.
Yeah. Well, hopefully if we find out any more, we can let you know too.
We'll let you know. That's our show. Nothing's going to break our Christmas spirit. Right, Whoville Louians? Whoians, Whovians? What are they called? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind of critters. IFAF.